Mama, why am I so dumb? I have been around some really dumb kids. I asked them, "Did you see the eclipse last night?" Stare. "I heard your daddy is designing a new program for the flight school." Stare. "Did your mom put whole wheat flour in these cookies?" Stare. Mama answers, "She doesn't cook yet, and he doesn't know his daddy works at the flight center. My husband and I enjoyed the eclipse, but it was too cold for the children to come out. Besides, they were watching a video." I visited a different family whose father also works at the flight center and spoke to a child who was 2, almost 3 years old. "Donnie, did you see the eclipse last night?" "Yep, and the Milky Way too. We look through a telescope." "I heard your daddy is designing a new program for the flight school." "Yep. My daddy is showing them how to build a better airplane because he's smart. And I'm smart. And I can make an airplane with my Legos, but it can't fly because..." "Because why?" I asked him, fully expecting an intelligent answer. After all, any 2-year-old who can make an airplane out of Legos has to be brilliant. He didn't disappoint me. "It hasn't got a motor," he explained. I decided to check out his knowledge of the kitchen. "Did your mom use whole wheat for these cookies?" Right on cue, he responded, "Yep, they are so healthy. Do you want to see my muscles? Mom let me mix the cookies up because I'm strong." Knowledge is something given bit by little bit. It sounds almost like computer-age learning. Lots of little bits make a big bite, and away we go to kilobytes and megabytes of information all stored in little bits. The scripture says it like this: "Whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, and precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little." Isaiah 28:9-10.